Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. Talk to us today for electricity that will power your business wherever you are.
Now I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair Amanda Roach Kelly. She's the Managing Director of Just Eat Ireland. Amanda, you're very welcome to the programme.
How are you? Good, yeah,
now,
good.
Now, 10 years in business in Ireland, Just Eat. So we'll talk about that in a second, but let's talk about the lady behind the business. Let's talk about Amanda Roach Kelly. Where were you from? Where did you grow up?
I'm from Dublin. Yeah. So I grew up in Blackrock, went to Muckers Park in Donnybrook. And grew up in a very normal Dublin family. Sister, brother, two parents, dog. Great upbringing. Really into sport, big sporting family. Lots of food, really into food. I think that's really where my interest kind of grew from, was just constantly sitting around the table. Our kitchen table was a big part of our family.
Yeah.
And my parents were quite adventurous. We travelled a good bit, so got to explore and I suppose experience lots of different countries and lots of different cuisines. So that's definitely where the food side comes
great.
From.
Great. Now, you sales has always kind of been running through any sort of job you've ever had. Where did your interest in sales maybe start, or can you even recall?
So I suppose, again, it probably goes back to my family. We're a family of chatters. You know, we don't struggle.
We love those kind of
yeah,
guests
we don't
as well.
We don't struggle when it comes to talking. So definitely the sales gene was inherent from my parents, particularly my father. But I started in sales and I just loved it. To be honest, I did marketing in French in university. But when I went for my first marketing role, or tried to get my first job, all the recruiters were saying, no, you really need a bit of experience in sales. So I took a sales job and I drove around Ireland in a Hi-Ace van selling tights out of the back of it, and I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, with Swedish Match actually. So again, got into a great company, a global company, and from there was just so much opportunity. And then my next role was Irish Distillers, and I got into the wine side of that business and started dealing with restaurants. So bar, having worked in restaurants through college and a bit of school, to be honest, I started dealing with them and getting to know restaurant owners and understanding the business, and obviously into the whole wine side. And that was where I think the whole interest in the food and the wine side of the business was.
And selling is an amazing kind of science in that, you know, if you're selling things like wine, you're selling tights, I don't know about, but certainly with wine, the expertise that you need, like to be a credible wine seller, you need to understand your subject.
Yeah, well, obviously I like wine, but bar that, Irish Distillers were great. I mean, obviously now they're part of a bigger group, Pernod Ricard, and they sent us on all the wine courses. So I did all of my different levels of wine and just below the master of wine.
Right.
And you're right, you can't go into a restaurant, particularly in Dublin, it's gas, they know their stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're selling to a sommelier or just a regular restaurant owner, and also at that time, the years I worked in Irish Distillers, wine was the buzz, the thing. Everybody wanted to know about wine. Everyone at, it was dinner parties and who knew more. So really you had to know what you were talking about. I still believe, though, you like what you like. You know, I think everybody has their own tastes, and it's the same with food. You can have the most expensive wine, but somebody at the table mightn't like it.
Yeah.
So you could know everything about it, but really what I was doing was selling different, I suppose it was for choice. We had a range for everybody and a different price range for everybody, obviously, of course.
Now, you worked in my old alma mater, in Bewley's Oriental Cafes. You were there after me, per se, but tell me about your role there.
So I went to Bewley's from Irish Distillers. As I said, I did marketing in college. So I always had that little thing in me going, really, because I love brands. So I loved sales, but I had that 5% of me going, maybe I should use what I studied. So actually the opportunity came up in Irish Distillers to work as senior brand manager for wines. So I did dip my toe in the marketing world again. Really enjoyed the brands. I worked with some great brands like Jacobs Creek, Gallo, Long Mountain, and they were big brands back then here. But then I just knew I had to get back into sales. It just wasn't for me. The office 9 to 5, or 9 to 7 rather. So Bewley's came knocking, actually. So I went in as a sales representative. I went back to the sales side of the business, and ended up looking after the Leinster, the overall Leinster team. I was sales manager for the Leinster team, which was the most profitable area of the business, and I loved it. Back with restaurants, back with cafes, and not many people would know, but I had always wanted to open my own cafe,
right,
but never ever had the guts to do it. So
and
this
I'd say
was
after
a way,
that job, you decided you were never going to do
well,
that.
Yeah, it was my chance to kind of experience what I would have gotten into, and I decided not to. Yeah, but no, I loved it, and again, it was just restaurants, food. You know, the whole coffee side, I tended to move with the trends. So coffee was exploding.
Yeah.
And it was just all about, you know, and I love the ad on TV now. I think it's for McDonald's, where they just make such a mockery of all the different types of coffee. Yeah. But it really was the be all and end all. So I was in the perfect business at the time.
Well, in my day in Bewley's, there were two types of coffee. One was black and the other was white.
Yeah.
It's things like, have moved on nicely since then.
Yeah.
Tell us then about Just Eat. Mm. 10 years.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought it was that long, but just some, you know, you started with 200 restaurant partners. Now there's over 2,000.
Yeah.
80% of all the business now coming through a mobile device. These are these are mad stats.
Yeah,
aren't
yeah. It's been an amazing, I suppose, experience and the growth of the business. So yeah, back in 2008, and remember, that's when recession was hitting in. So it was a very funny time to start a business. But we started with just over 200 restaurants, and the key there was with 11 cuisine types. So we were offering 11 choices, basically, to our consumer. So now we have over 2,000, as you said, but we've over 40 cuisine types. So the growth of that, it just shows you what the demand is out there. But also we've grown in line with, we are a technology company at the end of the day. So, I mean, we deliver orders, but through technology. So the app is where it's at. So we've over 1 million downloads of our app, but we only launched it 5 years ago, not even 4.5 years ago.
Right.
And that's where people place most of their orders.
And tell me about, I see my kids doing it, but the like I would have thought, particularly as an operator in the food business, that somebody placing in an order for a pizza, a Chinese and an Indian, they don't really care about how the moving parts underneath the bonnet. They just want these three different cuisines for 12 people that are sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is there an expectation now that anything can really be delivered anywhere?
Absolutely. Yeah, there is. But the expectation is it'll be delivered hot, on time, you know, quality and at good value. So really, we can deliver anything to anyone if you want it. But if you want it in the right, you know, if it arrives the way you want it, maybe we can't deliver everything.
Yeah.
So that's how specific we're getting. And I suppose we work really closely with our restaurant partners now to make sure that everything they deliver is a reason for the person to come back and order again. You don't want to give, because it's the most exciting part of I suppose a takeaway experience is when the doorbell rings and you know it's arrived.
And are there any categories of product that are just not suitable for takeout in the terms of, does anything go now? Can you keep anything hot or fresh?
Yeah,
or?
No, you can. But again, I suppose for us, you can, but it depends how far you can travel. It's not about what's traveling, it's how far it can travel.
Yeah.
So we've a huge amount of business insights now, which is a really exciting part of our business. And it's about, I suppose, advising our restaurants that you may want to deliver a pizza to 10 miles away, and that's great, but you can't, you know, it's just not going to work. So we work with them right down to how many miles and into postcodes as to how good the food will be when it's delivered. And again, it's all about the consumers at the other side of the front door or in the office at late at night, or, you know, someone's having a dinner party and has decided, actually, I'm going to take my time and enjoy the dinner party and just let the food arrive. But it has to arrive in quality condition.
Just you say your restaurant partners, many of these would be embarking in a relationship with yourselves in Just Eat that would be bringing, I suppose, a raft of new customers. Mm-hmm. I.e., if I'm a traditional restaurant in a place, I don't have a takeout business. Mm. I now sign up with Just Eat and I create a whole new market. But can sort of high-level cuisine stand sort of cheek and jowl with a delivery business.
Yeah, definitely. Right. And it's a I suppose a side of the business we're getting into more and more as restaurants come to us and ask for advice into how to get into the delivery side. There's some that will never deliver, and you know that's fine, because I still believe there's most consumers want that treat of going out to dinner, you know, and you just can't understand how you deliver that top end restaurant experience at home. But there is a level in between your independent, I suppose, quick service restaurants, we call them. They're the local heroes. They're those local bistros that absolutely we can work with them on packaging, as you say, timing of deliveries, almost down to how many more staff they'll need to make it worthwhile for them to do it without it impacting their core business, which is their restaurant.
And there's a physical investment, is there not, needed often to create, you know, to make sure that you're properly set up for a delivery business.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But that's where our staff, like my team, are out on the road. And I suppose we call them, I don't call them sales team anymore. They're business advisors. They're in with restaurants. And what we're trying to do is just enhance the traditional experience and make it available. Our consumers at home want everything at their fingertips easily, and they want choice. And that's all we need to do is deliver that.
Well, listen, congratulations on 10 years. Just finally before you go, you say you were raised in a rugby family, but you moved to Wicklow in your 40s and took up camogie to learn more about the GAA. Yeah. How's the camogie going?
It's going okay. I'm bruised and battered, but it's, put it this way, it's hockey with no rules, which I love. But I married a country man, and I ended up moving to Wicklow, and I'm in a family of boys. I've two children and they're both boys. And GAA is what it's all about now. So I had to get to know what I was talking about.
Fair play to you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Amanda Roach Kelly, thanks very much for joining us. And what a great guest.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. Talk to us today for electricity that will power your business wherever you are.